Conference Story Index. These selected experiences related during General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. The number refers to the first page of the talk. Neil L. Anderson, page 58. In vision, President David O. McKay sees the Savior and those who have overcome the world. Elder Bruce D. Porter suffers kidney problems, but overcomes the world through his love for the Savior. David A. Bednar, page 67. David A. Bednar helps a disappointed returned missionary. Mark A. Bragg, page 36. Firefighters save paintings of Jesus Christ from a burning stake center. M. Joseph Bruff, page 23. M. Joseph Bruff's father hears wise guidance from his mother. As a young man, M. Joseph Bruff seeks Heavenly Father's will as he prepares to give away his dog. In the temple, M. Joseph Bruff learns that Heavenly Father cares about him. Linda K. Burton, page 12. After her husband is paralyzed, Drusilla Hendricks provides for her family. A Relief Society president serves others while battling cancer. Gerald Cassé, page 75. Because of seminary, 30-year-old Gerald Cassé is promoted. Ward members find ways for a young man to serve. Yun Hwan Choi, page 90. Yun Hwan Choi's father teaches him, "Don't look around, look up." Sunbeam Choi was blessed while his parents were serving a mission. Yun Hwan Choi's call to the 70 means less time for his family, but his son is happy because they are an eternal family. L. Whitney Clayton, page 97. A young bishop counsels troubled ward members to engage in basic practices of faith. Weatherford T. Clayton, page 26. Weatherford T. Clayton sees the joy a newborn baby brings the mother. After their mother dies, two daughters find comfort through their faith in the Savior. Quentin L. Cook, page 127. The 4-year-old son of Quentin L. Cook can do everything now. As a young man, Quentin L. Cook receives a spiritual confirmation of the restored gospel. By remaining faithful despite adversity, Parley P. Pratt increases in wisdom and virtue. Bonnie H. Corden, page 6. Bonnie H. Corden's young grandson asks to read more scriptures. The peace she feels from her mother's prayer gives Bonnie H. Corden courage to trust in the Lord. By serving others, a cancer patient receives strength and courage to withstand her illness. Valerie V. Cordon, page 55. As a young man, Valerie V. Cordon sees his family blessed for paying tithing. Joaquin E. Costa, page 112. While taking the missionary discussions, Joaquin E. Costa humbles himself and sees repentance as the path to growth and happiness. Henry B. Eyring, page 15. Humble members in Austria allow the Holy Ghost to lighten the shed where they held sacrament meeting. The Holy Ghost allows Henry B. Eyring to see his rambunctious young son as God sees him. Page 19. Even the best technology is no substitute for personal revelation. Page 82. Henry B. Eyring relies on the promise that the Spirit will be in his heart and angels will bear him up as he renders priesthood service. C. Scott Grow, page 121. C. Scott Grow's parents and in-laws serve missions. C. Scott Grow witnesses Elder Neil L. Maxwell's spiritual refinement. Joy D. Jones, page 87. A big brother keeps his promise to his parents not to tease his 5-year-old sister. Carol F. McConkie, page 9. A 13-year-old beehive class president in Ghana helps her friends do their household chores so they can attend church. Russell M. Nelson, page 39. A Laurel keeps her commitment to participate in a Stake Relief Society meeting despite being disqualified from a statewide competition. S. Mark Palmer, page 114. As a mission president, S. Mark Palmer learns to behold missionaries and love them as the Father and Son love them. Ronald A. Rasband, page 93. As a full-time missionary, Ronald A. Rasband uses his foot to stop a door from closing. Elder Ronald A. Rasband feels prompted to visit and bless church members in Ecuador following an earthquake there. As a mission president, Ronald A. Rasband encourages missionaries to act on first promptings. Dale G. Renland, page 29. In Les Miserables, a bishop's compassion motivates Jean Valjean to change his life. As a teenager in Europe, Dale G. Renland is bullied and persecuted. Gary B. Sabin, page 52. A Boy Scout spends a night in the cold. An inflatable punching bag bounces back because he's standing up on the inside. Gary B. Sabin's father teaches two shipmates who are impressed by his righteous example. Ulysses Suarez, page 33. A full-time missionary renews his commitment to diligently serve God after he learns that his sister has died. Gary E. Stevenson, page 117. Gary E. Stevenson is impressed by a 9-year-old boy's family home evening lesson. A prompting keeps young Gary E. Stevenson safe from a rattlesnake. A mission president's prompting keeps missionaries safe during an earthquake in Japan. Family members receive comfort from the Holy Ghost following a tragic car accident. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, page 104. Dieter F. Uchtdorf rejoices over the completion of the Madrid, Spain temple despite not being invited to the dedication. President James E. Faust tells Dieter F. Uchtdorf not to inhale the praise of church members. President J. Reuben Clark Jr. counsels new leaders to follow rule number 6. A former stake president volunteers to clean up after horses in the city parade. End of Conference Story Index. Read by Van Farnworth.